From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Tax code reform for the U.S. Republicans in the United States Congress revealed their huge national tax rewrite late Friday. According to the more than 1,000-page bill, a 35% tax rate on corporations would fall to 21%, Republican lawmaker Kevin Brady.
I'm very excited about this moment. It has been 31 years in the making and took a lot of hard work by a lot of people to make this day happen. I'm proud of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Support is now expected from all Senate Republicans, ensuring narrow approval. Democrats are expected to oppose the legislation unanimously. The legislation represents the first major legislative achievement for President Trump and his party after nearly a full year in control. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the country. He said Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at the UN Security Council in New York. Japan's foreign minister rejected the idea that war was a better or quicker solution to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Taro Kono said this at a news conference.
It is important not only for the Security Council, but also for the entire international community to maximize its pressure on North Korea and to corner North Korea to change its policy.
This is VOA News.